The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. No one can take them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one can take them out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So I was told during formation that if it's a really short gospel, you have to do a really long homily to make up for it. But I could skip that part. Every year on the fourth Sunday of Easter, we get this same image. The Good Shepherd, Jesus the Good Shepherd. When I was first communion age, it was my absolute favorite image of Jesus, carrying a lamb on his shoulders. You know, you've all seen the holy cards or the paintings and books, the flock following along as he carries the sheep. That was deeply comforting when I was a kid. But I look at that image now with a little more caution. I have learned that taking too much comfort from that image or images like it can be a dangerous thing, especially if it leads me to be complacent. I can't be the only one in this room who has ever offered a foxhole prayer. You know the one, "Get me out of this, I'll never do it again." My experience is that this rarely results in being miraculously plunked from danger or pain. Today's scripture, all of them, prompt us to a different prayer, and I think it's a much better prayer that the scripture prompts us to. Remember how St. Paul prayed three times that what he called a thorn in his flesh might be removed? Prayers of begging prayers. The answer that came to him was, "My grace is enough." Jesus was saying to him, "Nope, I'm not going to get you out of this, but I will get you through it." And you know by now that trying to be a faithful Christian does not free us from difficulty or suffering. In fact, it can add a lot to our difficulty or suffering in a broken world. Fidelity to the gospel comes at a cost, and sometimes it's a frighteningly high cost. And all three of our readings remind us of that. First, Paul and Barnabas are preaching the gospel, and they provoke amazing hostility. Their audience throws them out. And the book of Revelation shows us this uncountable throng of people. It says every nation, every race, every tribe, every language in front of the throne of God. That is joyful and triumphant. But don't miss the emphasis that these are the people who came through a great time of trial and pain. They were not merely rescued unscathed. And in the gospel today, Jesus tells us, yes, he and his flock, that would be us, I hope, are bonded tightly, inseparably together. But he also warns that there are some, and sometimes there are many, who want to steal the sheep. Again, that would be us. To stop us from hearing his voice, to distract us from following him. It is really hard to cut through the unprecedented noise of today and stay connected with his voice. even within the billions of people on this planet who identify as Christian, there are voices that are terribly distracting and very wrong, to call out just two. Perhaps you've seen the TV or heard the radio preachers who promote this prosperity gospel, promising, usually after a $1,000 donation, that all believers will get great earthly wealth. That is wrong on so many levels, yet so many people get seduced by it. And recently, a group of so-called Christian leaders put out a statement proclaiming that supporting and taking action to bring about greater justice in the society and to concentrate more on the common good is anti-biblical. They suggest that all a believer needs to be is personally pious and say they love God. From the earliest Jewish communities, care for the weak and the vulnerable has been at the center of righteousness. Acting justly and righteously is the core of the gospel, even to the point of self-emptying. We proclaim our love for God, not with our words, but with our actions. And it is actions of justice and mercy that are the clearest, maybe the only way we have of truly living out a true devotion to God. Being faithful to that truth in a broken world comes at a price. Sometimes it is scary, the price we are asked to pay. But His grace is enough. Accept it, because we all need it. You remember a few weeks ago when our government offered to fly Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to safety when the Russians started blowing up the Ukrainian nation? Do you remember Zelensky's reply? I loved it. I need ammunition, not a ride, is what he said. In our individual battles to act in accord with what we say we believe, we need lots of ammunition too. His grace is that ammunition. His grace is enough, because it has to be.